tools.
Alrighty. Well, this is David Litt, and Joel, thanks so much for jumping in and hosting there, and thanks
each
and every one of you who are dialed in around the United States, north, south, east, and west, and actually this evening I'm down in the south, down in beautiful Florida, enjoying the 90-degree weather, and exciting things going on throughout the country for Purium. We took our first look at the check run, and it looks like good things are happening, and that there are a lot of people whose businesses are growing, and lots of people whose checks are growing, and some people who will get some very nice, pleasant surprises, especially if they were in the recruiter's pool, the diamond pool, or the consultant creator pool. Those pools continue to provide big, big, big checks for people who are in there. So congratulations if you made any or all of those pools. And you know, let me talk a little bit of, and give a couple more announcements here before we jump into the training tonight. First announcement is, you know, one of the centerpieces of our program is the gift card marketing system. And every week, Dave and Amy have allowed me to give away 20 free gift cards. And the way that you can be one of the winners is to purchase the gift cards, hand them out to your prospects, and get one of your cards redeemed. So for every card that you get redeemed, you get your name in the hat, literally, and then we randomly choose the winner. And this week's winner, you just heard from him. His name is Joel Calandrillo from Weston, Florida, and congratulations, Joel. You're going to get
all right.
Free gift cards. Yeah, that was not a setup. I asked you to host just because I asked you to host there, but congratulations. Thanks so much. Your hard work there also is a sign of, you know, of goodwill. So we appreciate you always jumping in, being a leader, and yeah, your card was randomly chosen. You had several cards redeemed here last week, and
yes,
that's one way you can tilt the odds in your favor. Is the more cards you get redeemed, the better off that you have an opportunity to win some cards. So 20 free gift cards, $1,000 worth of product you can give away. It's $200 in wholesale value. So this is a really nice little prize every week, and you know, we're seeing a lot more adoption with our gift card marketing system, more people buying into the program, more people buying the cards, and more people using the cards, and that's where we're seeing the growth. And one of the ways that we get cards into people's hands is right at the beginning of the business with our new enrollment packs. And so I hope that everyone had an opportunity to click on the link and see our new enrollment pack sell sheets. We have a new sell sheet that promotes the bronze, silver, and gold packs, so that people have a better understanding of the value, the leverage, and the simplicity of the front end of our program. And to me, I can't overemphasize the importance of having a simple method of operation, something we all do. Anyone can hand out a gift card. Anyone can mail out a gift card. These products work so well, we want to get them in people's bodies, and these gift cards are that tool. And so ahead of schedule, we've delivered a really nice-looking enrollment pack sell sheet. Another thing that just was completed and will start going into orders later this week are sell sheets that go out with each gift pack redemption. And so what I mean by that is when somebody uses one of your gift cards, they decide that they want a free Power of 10 pack, the two-week supply, or they want the free control weight loss pack, they pay the shipping and handling. When that box shows up at their house, now there's going to be a sell sheet that helps to explain what's in the box, a beautiful two-sided four-color Power of 10 sheet, if that's the product they ordered, or a beautiful four-color two-sided weight loss pack. So, you know, great stuff from our creative team and our creative department. And very, very excited. What you'll see next week is you will see a new auto ship sell sheet. So we have some special auto ship packs that include the Power of 10 system and gift cards, the control weight loss system and gift cards. Those are discounted auto ship packs. And so what we're seeing more and more people adopt is the idea of enrolling a new person with a bronze, silver, or gold pack, so they get their gift cards, they get their starter kit, they get their product, and then they get on an auto ship pack, so on a monthly basis, they're going to get 5 or 10 gift cards, they're going to get that same product, and it keeps it so, so simple. So that auto ship sell sheet will be done next week. Another thing that should be done next week is our product catalog. Beautiful, huge upgrade product catalog on all the different products we have. And then also starting next week, I believe that all the products that go out the door should be packaged with a new label. And so, you know, the company has moved very aggressively in bringing down inventory of old product and quickly moving toward new product. So I'm not 100% sure of that, but I'm fairly sure, and certainly what you'll start to see next week is that, you know, more and more product, when you sell or when you buy it, will include the new labels, the new graphics. So this product and this company continues to look better, feel better, smell better, work better, be simpler. And that's what it's all about, is continuous improvement. You know, Robert Kiyosaki says something that I think is brilliant. He said, how fast you're moving is more important than where you are. How fast you're moving is more important than where you are. And right now, we're moving fast, and we're moving in the right direction, and we're moving to simplify this business. We're moving to make this business more effective for you as a distributor. And that's because we're getting more product in people's bodies. So that leads us nicely into our training for this evening, which is about how to put together your prospect list. And we're going to touch on some important things that have to happen before you put your prospect list together and some important things that happen after you put your prospect list together. And so I'm going to start, since we're doing this sequentially, on what happens before you put down your prospect list. And before you put down your prospect list, you want to start with intention. And we have this pipeline process, pipeline, pipe being an acronym, prospects, invitation, presentation, and role. So formally, on paper, the first thing you do is you write down your prospect list. But really, the thing you need to do before that is you need to have the intention. You need to have the belief that this prospect list is a prospect list that's worth $1 million, that this is a prospect list that can lead to financial freedom. This is a prospect list that's going to start your giant business. This is a prospect list of people that you're excited to talk to because you're excited about the opportunity that we have. And there's another great thing, which is thoughts become words, words become actions, actions become habits, habits become character, and character is everything. So how do you create a habit that is an enrolling habit? That you have the character that of a person who is an entrepreneur. Well, it starts with thoughts. It starts with your good thoughts about what you want to accomplish. And what you're going to find, and I mean, there's no shortage of books and ideas and focus and concepts about positive thinking. You know, from Tony Robbins to Oprah Winfrey, from The Secret to The Power of Now, there's a lot of discussion about positive thinking, but positive thinking and belief does not come out of thin air. It's grounded in information which becomes emotionally charged. So every thought that we have, every belief we have, is a piece of information that's either emotionally charged positively or negatively. So if you have a negative emotional charge to a thought, it ends up being fear. So belief is the fear killer. That's a big concept. I've just covered several big concepts, but belief is the fear killer. And so the bigger your belief, the more excited you are about something, the more truly positive you are about something, that's when good things start to happen. Because the reality is that you know, and everybody in your downline knows, and pretty much everyone that you know, knows 100, 200, 300, 400, 800, 1,200, 2,000 people in your cell phone list, in your email list, as Facebook friends, business cards, church lists, you name it. You have hundreds and hundreds of people that you know. But most people don't talk to 400 or 500 people. They talk to 4 or 5 people. And 4 or 5 people is not enough to start the momentum to create a big business. 400 or 500, yes. 4 or 5, no. The people who are successful in this industry, they have a belief big enough that they will talk to enough people to create enough momentum to build a big business. And most people stop before they start. They get stuck in fear, and they've lost before they've begun. And so I know that that's not necessarily the case with the people on this phone, so don't take it as an accusation and don't get defensive about it, but understand that many, many, many of the people that are in your business or many of the new people that you enroll will stop before they start. And you know, I like sports. It's something that I always find parallels to the rest of life and especially sports and business. And you know, there have been a couple of major upsets in the sporting world that are very famous. One of them is when the USA hockey team beat the Russian hockey team in 1980 at Lake Placid. Very, very exciting, very famous. Another major upset was when Buster Douglas beat Mike Tyson for the heavyweight championship. And so I'm going to use that analogy instead of the USA hockey because I think it might even be more impactful and more specific because it was a one-on-one fight, and Mike Tyson was literally the most feared person on the planet and one of the most feared heavyweight champions of all time. He was undefeated. He was not only knocking people out, but he was knocking people through the ropes, knocking people unconscious, and really just terrorizing the entire heavyweight division. Nobody had ever seen a fighter as dominant as Mike Tyson at that time. And this is the late 1980s, and suddenly Mike Tyson has a fight against a guy named Buster Douglas. And Buster Douglas was a huge, huge, huge underdog. But what Buster Douglas did that Mike Tyson's other opponents didn't do was Buster Douglas was not fearful of Mike Tyson. He knew that he had some skills that would be difficult for Mike Tyson to deal with, and he was not fearful. And so the other opponents that Mike Tyson had, they were fearful. They lost before they got in the ring. And once Buster Douglas was allowed to fully express his athletic talent, he showed that Mike Tyson had some weaknesses. And so the same thing has to do with working your list. That list of 400, 500, or 600 people could feel like Mike Tyson. It could feel very fearful. But if your belief level is strong, belief is the fear killer. If your belief level is strong, then good things are going to happen. So what should your belief level be high in? Your belief level should be high that the economy is tough right now, that gas prices are through the roof. If you want to go to a great website, go to GasBuddy.com, and you'll see that prices have gone up between 80 cents and a dollar per gallon over the last 3 months. It's crazy. A 25% increase means about $100 a month for the average household. On last week's call, I told you that another statistic, that 25% of all American households have negative net worth, that if you take their house and their car and their bank accounts and their 401ks and everything that they own and you subtract all the mortgage and debt and credit card debt, they actually owe more than they have. So the economy is without a doubt something that is tough, and so most people need additional income. It's just a matter of what job, what company, what business, what are they going to do? Another thing that absolutely is something that should create an emotional thought for you, and if you're doing nothing about it, it's a negative emotional thought, but if you're in pure aim, it's a positive, it is healthcare. My healthcare costs have almost doubled. I'm an entrepreneur. We have our own independent healthcare. And literally my healthcare bill over the last 3 years, and we're a relatively healthy family, has almost doubled. I mean, healthcare is crazy. And so that information should emotionally charge you in a positive way as it relates to Purium. It should lower your fear level, increase your belief level. Same thing with the network marketing industry in the market today. There are more Me Too nutrition companies and Me Too juice companies out there, and we have a company and a product that has amazing value. We manufacture our own product. Everything is whole food-based, vegan-based, and now we have our gift card marketing system that allows you to try it before you buy it. That's how confident we are in these products. $50 value for free, and you get paid to hand out marketing materials. It's an unbelievable program. So there's lots of things to anchor your belief, to increase your belief level and lower your fear level so that you make your list with intention. And so that's why I said there's an important piece before you make your list, because if your list is just a bunch of words and a bunch of names, then it's not going to do you much good. If it's just a document that's you know, that you're making because somebody told you to make it, it's totally different than, hey, this could be the key to what's going to happen in my life next as an entrepreneur, and I'm really excited and believe in that. Because of our gift card marketing system, which is what happens after you make your prospect list, is so easy that, again, it should increase your desire to have a great list. And the way you make a great list is very simple. First, you create the biggest list possible, and then after that, you prioritize that list. So it's a two-step process, biggest list possible, your cell phone address book, your email address book, your physical address book, little black book, day planner, Christmas card list, business cards, church list, temple list, kids' school, workplace, former workplace, home office files, any place there's a name or a phone number, Facebook, LinkedIn, all your electronic files, people that you do business with, insurance agents, you know, anybody, doctors, all those folks, you make that list. And it's going to be big. It's going to be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. And don't cop out and say, oh, it's in my cell phone. You know? Make the list. Put it down. Your list is your business. And then you're actually going to make the list twice or at least go back through it a second time because then you're going to prioritize that list. And you're looking for the easiest people and you're looking for the best people. The easiest people are the people who you have a very strong relationship with that know you by your first name. The easiest people are the people who are most likely to be interested in the business. You know, people that are going through tough times, or money-oriented, health-oriented. You know, people that really are going to be interested in the business because they're open-minded, easygoing folks. They may not be the best people. The best people are the ones who are most likely to be successful in the business. The people who you would love in your business if they would not say no. Again, lowering that fear factor to get to the best, best, best people. So, who are some of the best people? I think it's based on the five C's. Contacts, credibility, commitment, cash flow, and coachable. Let me go through that again. Contacts, they have a lot of people that they know. Credibility, that they are well-respected in their community, and when they say they're going to do something, they do it. Of commitment, that they're hard-working, serious, industrious people. Cash flow, that they have enough money to join the business and invest in their business, especially with gift cards. And coachable, assuming that you're on this call and you know a little bit about the business, you're going to teach them about the business and you want somebody who's not arrogant, somebody who's willing to learn. So you're looking for natural networkers who are well-respected, in a lot of social groups, outgoing, always forwarding information, well-informed, opinionated, entrepreneurs, business people, anyone who owns their own business, has their own business card, sales-oriented people, mortgage bankers, realtors, all those sorts of folks are the ones that are going to be most successful, along with people in the health industry, nurses and doctors and chiropractors and estheticians and massage therapists and physical therapists, all those sorts of folks are going to be the ones that you're going to say are most likely to be successful. So, you know, I recommend that you go through with an A, B, or C on the easiest column and an A, B, or C for the best column. And if you can find people who are double A's, that they are somebody you know well, that you think will do well, they got to be on the top of your list. And you know, this is where your belief level makes it easy for you to make the invitation because your invitation is, hey, I'm taking these products that I really love and I would love for you to try them. And, oh, by the way, I think you're a pretty special person. You're one of the first people I'm talking to. And, you know, I really think you'd be great at this. I mean, don't need to overthink it. We're giving away product. We're giving them the opportunity to check out a system. And I think that's another thing, too, that's interesting. We've talked about promoting the product versus promoting the opportunity. It is, you know, if they're checking out the system as much as they're checking out the product, then you're going to get them in a more opportunity-oriented mode. So, you know, we're looking for feedback. We're looking for their evaluation. But, you know, in 2 weeks, they're going to feel something, more than likely. But you know, what we really want them to feel is the excitement of the business system, of how automated it is, how simple it is, how nice the packaging looks, how good the messaging is, and how fun it would be for them to promote and to convince them, to help them to understand that they have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that they know, and all they got to do is do what you're doing. And the easier it is to convince them is the more success you're having. And the more success you're going to have is the more that you're doing. So it all flows up and it all flows down. It's all a spiral. The more you believe, the more you do. The more you do, the more success you have. The more success you have, the more you believe. The more you believe, the more you do. The more do, it just goes on and on and on. Now, if you don't do anything, well, guess what? Then you're not going to have much belief. And if you don't have much belief, then you're not going to do much. And if you don't do much, you're not going to have much success. So, you know, you've got to start that process, and it really starts with the belief. It really starts with grounded information, positively charged information, things you're excited about. So get excited, get clear, get specific about how bad the economy is for a lot of people. Check out gas prices. Check out net worth. Check out how many people are underwater in their house. Check out credit card information. If you're not convinced that people need money, go look around and you'll see people need money. Well, where are they going to get the money from? Where are they going to look? What kind of business they want to be in? Go research how much it costs to start a McDonald's, how much it starts to start a franchise. You're going to see it's tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars. Most people don't have that in their bank account. They're not willing to put the risk and go in further. So this is a low-cost, high-upside, serious, health-oriented, fun business, and this gift card marketing system is a huge key in differentiating us, not only because it allows people to try the product, but because the system itself is very, very unique. So capitalize on that, promote that, and get people's attention, because I'm telling you, I see this industry. I talk to people every day who are in the industry, most of them in the nutrition industry side of it, and they're struggling. They're dying. They're promoting things that have no sizzle, no sex appeal, and we've got a sexy, fun product that also has the steak. It really delivers real benefits, and you know, go out and tell people. So anyway, that's my message for tonight. If you liked it, if you're excited about it, then go tell people to listen to it. We recorded it, and you know, help your team understand the value of what we do on Tuesday nights. Invite them here. That's going to multiply and leverage your opportunity, because you're going to have other people who are investing their time, their contacts, their money, their gift cards, their efforts. You know, that's what this business is about, is a lot of people doing a little. So get more people doing what you're doing. If you like these calls, get more people on the calls. Get people on the Thursday night calls. We do opportunity calls every Thursday night. Support the calls as distributors. More importantly, get your guests on the call. Let other people tell their story about why this program is exciting and interesting. Let us be a third-party validation and credibility for what you're doing. Hand out the gift card. Let them try the product. Direct them to the Thursday night call. It's really easy. That's what you need to be doing. We're here, so 48 hours from now, same time, same number, we'll be here sharing our story. So thanks for joining us for these 24 minutes of fun and excitement. Go make your list. Go remake your list. Go reprioritize your list. Put some intention on top of your list and hand out gift cards behind it, and good things will happen. So talk to you in 48 hours. Thanks, everybody. Have a great night. Congratulations, Joel. Bye now.